coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
I can never explain how come Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a virgin and she gave birth to a baby. I can never explain it. I can never explain how come Jesus Christ, having died 3 days, buried in the grave, came out alive. I may never be able to explain it. Science may never understand it, but I believe it. I believe it. Because you believe with your spirit, with your heart, not with your mind. Somebody said, I cannot believe something I don't understand. You are lying. It just means you don't know what it is to believe. To believe is to accept and to grasp something with your spirit. You take a hold of it with your spirit. You accept it with your spirit, even when your brain can't understand it. So I'll never be able to explain that to you. But I believe it with my heart. And you know what? When I believed it, it changed my life. You say, you've been brainwashed. No, I was heartwashed. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it gave me a new spirit. That's it. With the heart, man believe it. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't say with the heart, Christians believe. Man, it's a principle for all men, all human beings. Whether they're Christians, Muslims, Shintoists, Buddhists, it doesn't matter where they come from, what they are. You can only believe with your heart, your spirit. For with the heart, man believe it unto. If you believe, you will be made righteous. Oh, glory to God. If you believe, you will be made righteous. Man believes unto righteousness. When you believe, you become righteous. You remember what Jesus said to Thomas after his resurrection? When Thomas refused to believe that Jesus Christ had resurrected, he said, until I see him, I will not believe. Until I put my finger into his side and put my finger into the holes in his hands, I will not believe. Finally, Jesus showed up. He said, Thomas, come here. And Thomas went toward Jesus, still thinking, this must be a ghost or something. What's happening to me? Can't understand it. But Jesus put your hand into my hand. He put the finger into his hand, into the hole that was created by the Roman nails. Put his finger in there. It was real. And Jesus, put your hand into my side. Where the wound had been from the Roman soldier's sword. And Thomas touched it. He felt it. Then he said, he fell on his knees and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those. He said, blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at the next. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Which means even though you believe with your heart, until you declare it with your mouth, until you say it with your mouth, you will not be saved. Can you see that? That's why many people who believe in Jesus Christ and haven't confessed his lordship over their lives are not enjoying salvation. It doesn't matter for how long they're in churches. They just sing. Everything is happening around them. They are not inside. They just keep watching. And they say, must I say it? You must say it. Because until you say it, you will not be catapulted into salvation. You must say it. That's the spiritual law. You must say it. For with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you say it, you will be translated from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of God's love, Son. Hallelujah. Oh, with the mouth confession is made. With the mouth confession is made. With the mouth confession is made. Unto salvation. Unto salvation. Unto salvation. Oh, glory to God. You still in this place? Look at St. Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 12. From verse 35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth. Do you realize that sometimes when you are given into the gospel and you are giving so much, it is possible that at a certain time you may not be getting financial results as quickly as the demands for your giving might be. Sometimes it could cause you to wonder, I'm giving, giving, giving. I'm not receiving enough. Several things can be happening. Number one, don't start by thinking something is wrong. Did you hear what I said? Don't start by thinking something is wrong. Because the other fellow said he gave and he had this great testimony. The other one gave and suddenly this happened. The other one has been given and just been making progress. I have been given for even much longer and I haven't seen a change. I just keep seeing only my salary. In fact, I was demoted one time. They even cut my salary. Listen, listen, listen. Don't base your life on the circumstances of your job or your business or even your finances. Don't do that. Wait on the Lord. Wait. When he does his thing, that's why he told us, rejoice with those who rejoice. Some people hear something good has happened to their neighbor. And then they say, neighbor, I heard you got a new job. Congratulations. I heard you've had a baby. Congratulations. I heard you bought a new car. Congratulations. Then they go to their room. What have I done? Oh, God, what have I done? My friend that we started together. I'm more committed. Father, I know it. I know it. I'm in the choir. I'm in the heaven. I'm in the women's fellowship. I'm committed. I'm an usher. I'm a coordinator. What have I done? Do you know what changed? Listen, your body does not know time. Your body doesn't know what country he's in. This body is not aware he's in Johannesburg. Are you hearing me? Your body doesn't know that today is Saturday. He's not aware. The tears that come out of your eyes don't know that this is September. Everything, when you walk, you know, you've been walking like this. Yeah, until you heard that. In church, you were like this. Hallelujah. You know, they said glory, and you said glory. Woo! Then after the service, you came out like you were flying. I mean, I was so blessed. I love that testimony. I love the pastor shared today. And while you're still doing that, somebody's coming to you. Bruce, did you hear? And you're still doing like this. Woo! What is it? And he tells you, and you go.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.